Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this is like the third weekend. I've needed a weekend from my weekend.
No.
Tell me about it.
My word.
It's a lot of football. A lot of football.
Steelers playing at 8:30 on a Sunday morning. I had to get up for that.
Did they have the Dublin game?
They did.
Uh-huh.
Beat the Vikings. Yes, sir.
It's not the only team from Dublin that beat America.
We got to talk about that.
You know, I did not watch the Ryder Cup over the weekend. There was way too much college and professional football on. What happened?
Just
I saw the highlights.
Bad behavior.
Let me rephrase.
Bad behavior.
I saw the lowlights on SportsCenter this morning and on Morning Joe. I'm embarrassed.
We almost pulled it out, by the way. If you're just talking about golf, yesterday was almost the greatest comeback in golf history.
That's what they said.
That being said, the fans' behavior was so embarrassing.
Did somebody throw a beer at Rory's wife?
Yes. Yes. They had to bring in sheriff's deputies. It's one thing to have some like friendly jabs back and forth, which on the tee box they always do. That's expected. People are wearing crazy colonial outfits. It's a fun event.
Okay.
But people were also shouting slurs. They made fun of one of the European players for his weight. They were barking at Rory to try to get in his head over his relationship with his wife. And I'm like, when did this start to become something where you're allowed just to be a horrible human being and call it golf? That's not what golf is.
Is there something going on between Rory and his wife?
Remember, they
there was the divorce
filed for divorce
and,
a couple years ago.
And they got back together.
Then they reconciled.
I think that's besides the point.
It is, because it's like no one should be bringing that up on a golf course.
Or anywhere. It doesn't have anything to do with golf.
Well, the tabloids are at fault for that, because now every time they're seen holding hands, it's like Rory and his wife seem to have patched things up. And I'm like, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's
chill.
Been 2 years. It was embarrassing. And I already think
ugly Americans.
We've dug a hole.
Those were the fans.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody in an official capacity that grabbed a microphone.
An MC.
Right. And started leading, broadcasting a chant.
Led a chant, blank you, Rory.
F you, Rory?
The MC. Heather.
A woman?
Yes. Who then resigned. But look, we don't need help looking embarrassing right now.
No, we're good at that.
We're really, really good at that right now. I was mortified. Absolutely mortified.
I think it paints a bigger picture than just a golf outing and personal slurs thrown at the players.
Oh, it was
players.
Awful. And
this
I hate to say this.
This is a bigger thing.
Soccer, you have said, Scott, has been like this. In certain countries, soccer fans have been out of control for years.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's funny. We think of Europe as this
progressive.
Civilized.
Right.
I mean, if you go to some of these European soccer matches, and it's not exclusive to England. It happens in Germany. It happens in Spain. Happens in Italy. The N-word is thrown around as if it doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, yeah. Blatant racism.
Oh,
yeah.
Patent racism, especially towards the African players who have come up, you know, and are playing in England, or they're playing in Italy, or the big Premier Leagues in, you know, Spain or Portugal or Germany, France even. The United States does not have the market cornered on the N-word. Europe loves to use it. especially at soccer matches.
But none of that excuses the behavior of what we saw happen
at
this golf match.
So what are they going to do about it?
Scott, I don't know. What they started doing was identifying the fans that were just
throwing beers
beyond the pale over. Yeah, because that's assault or battery. And they started to round them up and kick them out. And that's the only thing you can do. Yeah. People spend a lot of money to go to those events. And if you're going to be a fool and make everybody around you look like a fool, they should be removed.
So go ahead, Sam.
Do you think that, and not that they were directly condoning it, but like the behavior at the Waste Management Open.
I was just going to get to that.
They don't put a stop to that type of behavior. Mm-hmm. So do you think that promotes the additional rowdiness? Because at this point, it's kind of become an advertising piece for them. Come to the Wasted Management Open.
100, they lean into it at the Waste Management Open. This is the other one where crowds get raucous. But you also have to remember, we now go to Europe in 2 years to do the same thing. You will reap what you sow.
They don't play next year?
They don't play next year. It's every 2 years and it bounces back and forth. And it's. I hope this was a one and done and we never see anything like that again. I really do.
Would you say it was mayhem?
It was mayhem, Scott.
In fact, it was mass mayhem.
It was mass mayhem.
It was mass mayhem.
You know what's crazy? Rory, in particular, is one of the most beloved characters and figures in all of golf. And
oh,
so,
I love him.
Yeah, let's say they're playing next weekend on the PGA Tour. Those same fans that were being so awful will then be rooting for him to do well. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Everybody loves him.
But these golf guys are so crazy that with the Ryder Cup, it almost becomes like a reliving of some past war.
It does. It really does.
We weren't at war with Ireland. We never have been.
It's the way that they handle it. I've never understood it. Everybody, I think, just needs to calm down. But once that booze gets flowing, the filter gets
It doesn't take much energy and effort to be
an awful human.
So Rory's from Ireland, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody from Ireland would tell you there is nothing that connects us with England. Period.
Well, other than the oppression.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there's that.
Well played, Dan. Very well played.
But is the common golf spectator smart enough to know that?
I would hope so.
It doesn't take more than a fifth grade education to know that we've never been at war with Ireland and they're different than England.
That's not what this was about.
Don't project intelligence on people.
I missed a lot of football watching that yesterday, but I know the Chiefs
went crushed it
crazy and finally did what we've been waiting for them to do.
I was wrong about that prediction. I thought the Chiefs were going to get whooped.
Oh,
I mean the Ravens, you know, they're decimated by injuries, etc. But they're still a professional football team, so you know.
Man. This town needed it, so I'm thrilled for that.
Yeah, yesterday, I felt like
I was watching the old Chiefs again.
It did feel like it, didn't it?
Look at him go.
My old Chiefs, you mean last year?
Chiefs, yeah. The new old.
It feels like 2023 all over again.
Here's what I'm calling for immediately. I want an international game I want it in Europe every weekend of the season.
Why?
And here's why. I'll tell you why. Now, everybody knows on this show, I love the Steelers. It doesn't matter. You put two professional football teams on a field, I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen, right? I get up yesterday morning about 7 o'clock. Scary Clown woke me up. That's Lizzie's nickname. And I get up. I have a couple cups of coffee, some cantaloupe, maybe a little bit of egg. I don't know if I have time. 8:30 in the morning, the Steelers are playing the Vikings in Dublin.
Okay.
In Ireland, the country we've always been in constant conflict with. And so I start watching the Steelers. I get on one of my jerseys, and I start watching the Steelers at 8:30 in the morning. That game is over by about 11:30. We have a 30-minute break. Take the dog for a walk.
Back up we go.
Come back in. Fire up another game. Go over to Mom's for some pot pie. Come back, 3:25, there's the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch another. Then it's Dallas and Green Bay at night.
Oh, that was a good game.
It is literally 14 hours of nonstop, almost completely uninterrupted NFL football.
Wow, you're quite the American.
Yeah.
Not an ugly American, though.
Nope.
Good for you.
Not throwing beers at somebody's wife.
God, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It's just rudeness. It's just rude behavior. And I think a lot of people, you brought up, Dana, that these folks will be cheering for them at the next match. But it's rude behavior. And it's almost like they think they're supposed to do this. It's like they've been led to believe this is how you're supposed to act.
It was not our finest rude moment. We will leave it at that.
Well, and it turns into us versus everybody. It doesn't matter if we've had years of conflict with them or not.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.